Good morning and welcome to day 32 of the Serving Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you on this Thursday morning. Birds chirping, there's some sun shining, signs of spring around us. In today's challenge, Pastor Zach lets us know that he got a dog. Congrats, Pastor Zach. Some people are dog people, some people are cat people, some people are not animal people. I happen to be a dog person, and glad that you finally relented and invited a dog into your home. Pastor Zach used that confession, I guess, to demonstrate really that we don't need to go far to find people to serve. And he lifted that up as a way that he serves his family, not really wanting a dog, but knowing his family wanted a dog. That was his example. I'm standing here today. You can see some of our neighbors' homes behind me here at the church. As a reminder about how close our neighbors are, in the distance I can hear our preschool children playing in the playground here at the church, and another reminder of how close our neighbors are and that our neighbors have needs. And the question is, what are we going to do to see about helping to meet those needs and serve the people around us? Pastor Zach told the story, or reminded us of the story of the paralyzed man whose friends lowered him through the roof that Jesus might heal him, and the man is healed because of the faith of his friends. They loved and cared for him so much that they wanted him to be made well by Jesus. Sometimes when we're thinking about serving or thinking about what we can do in the world, we want to think about something big, and we want to go overseas for a mission project, or we want to go somewhere other than in our own backyard to serve people in need. And the reality is, there's plenty of need all around us. We don't need to go far. Our neighbors oftentimes are in need, and sometimes it's those simple things. It could be bringing in a garbage can for a neighbor, taking their dog for a walk, bringing in their mail when they're away on vacation, just looking after their home. In other ways, it could be bigger ways, offering to drive them to a doctor's appointment or pick up groceries for them while you're out, because you know it's difficult for them to get out. When we were in Connecticut, one of the things that the youth pastors and churches around the Hartford area where we lived started was what they call the Hartford Project. And it allowed the youth groups and the churches in that greater Chicago, Hartford area to actually do a mission project right there in the city. And they spent the night on the floor of one of the churches right in downtown Hartford, and they served the community that many of those churches lived within 20 miles of. And they spent the night, and so it was a mission project for those students, but the cost was low. It allowed many more churches to participate. And it was a reminder that there's plenty of need right in the community where we live. Great reminders for us. We do plenty of things through Ascension to serve our community that are actually signs of God's love, and we participate in Sunrise Christian Food Ministry and Loaves and Fishes, and support Citrus Heights Heart, the homeless area resource team. We have a food pantry here at the church, but there's plenty of need even beyond that. So the question is, what are you doing? What are we doing to serve our neighbors in need? Literally the people we see every day. It's a challenging question for sure. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for our final day of the ability aspect of the serving challenge. See you then.